The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Echet Yebamot has been dedicated and sponsored by our dear friend Mr. Isaac Jamal and his wife in honor of his family and Hatzlacha Varvaha Bechol Ma'asei Yadav. May be Zocheh to raise his children in the ways of the Torah. They should give him much nachat. He should have many more children with health and happiness. Chen v'chesed b'enei Hashem u'b'nei Adam. And he should have beracha b'kol mikol kol. Him and his entire family. Amen.
Today's daf is being studied in the Nishmat Avraham ben Esther and Ruach Hashem t'nihanu b'gan Eden. Amen. Today's daf is being studied for Ashenema, Sarah bat Rachel, Rahamim ben Adel, and Yosef ben Sarah. El narefan elahem. Amen. We begin today's daf at Kuf Kaf Aleph Amud Rishon, right at the two dots, three lines down. The Biyu Daomer. We quote from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said that what? The law of giving testimony on a person that died is within the first 3 days, because after 3 days already the body starts to decompose, and therefore you're not going to have an accurate testimony. So the Biyuda came along with the Mishnah and said, no, not all bodies are the same, not all places are the same, not all times are the same. Lo kol makom shavim, ve lo kol shaot shavot, ve lo kol adam shaveh. So therefore, the Gemara wants to analyze what exactly was the Biyuda arguing on. The Gemara's question, which means, according to Rashi, Lekula Palig, the Kamat Rekama and Medim Elad Gibel Yamim. Maybe a Tarakma only said why in 3 days. The attribute of the Mar Yeshik Adamu Makom or Shash, and Omail and Payah, maybe there's a certain place that is not such swelling that fast. Maybe you can even testify after 3 days. That would be called Lekula. Only Homra Palig. The Kamat, 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 So comes the Gemara and says, Tashema, Nahu Gabra de Taba Bekarmi. There was a certain fellow that he drowned in a city called Karmi. Vasku Abbe Hadaya Lebatar Talta Yomin Vansebe Ravdimi Minardea Lidibitu. Which means there was a fellow called Abbe Hadaya, and he lifted him out of the water after 3 days. And Avdimi, based on the testimony that this is the guy, allowed his wife to get married. So what do you see over here? Even after 3 days, a person is able to give a testimony.
What do they mean?
Vetu, and furthermore, Ahu Gabra, the Atba Bidiglat. He drowned in the Tigris. Ve'asku Agishra Dishabistana. And they lifted him out of the water, and by the certain bridge. Rashi writes, "La'har hamisha yomin." It was after 5 days. They pulled him by the bridge over there of Shibstana. Ve'ansebar Rava lidibitu, and Rava allowed his wife to get married. Apuma disusbine, based on the testimony of friends, lebatar hamisha yomeh, after 5 days. So these two stories over here, the Gemara now analyzes, both were testimony after 3 days. Was lenient more than David. Good. So the Yehuda, they're going like the Yehuda ben Bar. They're saying even after 3 days. David. But if you're saying that why he's going to Hamid less than 3 days, so what are these rabbis going like? Either 3 days or less than 3 days. This story's happened even after. Kabbalah answers, no, not yet. Shani maya ditsamte. Water is different. Why? As she said, sumtim tsurat panim. It causes the face, let's say, to contract. Ve'en mani'inotol in poach, which is tanot. Where does the change take place? When the body starts to swell up. However, if the water is able to contract the body, which means it keeps it exactly, it keeps it in place, so therefore there's no swelling. And therefore, everybody will agree that in water you can even go after 5 days, which maybe really the Buddha written us going lechumrah. But these cases over here was drowning in water. Water you have even more. Gemara says, what do you mean? What are you talking? I thought we learned that water exaggerates a makkah. I mean, it makes it worse. So Gemara says, you're right. When there's a makkah, then the water is worse, because the water goes into the makkah and causes swelling and no good. But if there's no makkah, the guy just drowned. So therefore it caused the body to contract. Now the Gemara goes further. At that which we say, we believe the witnesses when they come and testify, when the guy fell into the water, that's only when they saw him immediately when he came out of the water. But if they didn't see him immediately, then the assumption is what? That he's going to swell. Now she says, so therefore, which means he can be in the water for 5-6 days, that's not a problem. But once he comes out of the water, the swelling factor starts. Therefore, he has to see him, has to identify him immediately. Comes the next Mishnah. Now we discuss people that died or drowned in water. Now there's two types of bodies of water that the Mishnah is going to discuss. There's Mayim She'en Laim Sof, and then there's Mayim She'esh Laim Sof. Let's just define the terminologies. Mayim She'en Laim Sof is, let's say you have a wide body of water where a person really does not have a view of all the sides over here. Therefore, even though you see a person, let's say, drown in the water, so it's possible that he swam and he came up on the other side. And therefore, you really don't know if the person is alive or not. So, Mayim She'en Bahem Sof is a reason to say that he might be alive, because those that are witnessing it really cannot see the whole parameter. Therefore, could be swam up from somewhere else. However, Mayim She'esh Lahem Sof, that's already a confined area, like a bor or something like that, where it's a pit. Where you're looking at the bor, and the only way he can come out is out of the bor. And if he didn't show up, he's down there and he's dead. And therefore, there's a bigger sevarat to say that Mayim She'esh Lahem Sof, there's a reason to say that he died if he didn't come up by a certain amount of time, and therefore his wife will be able to get remarried. Now the Gemara is going to discuss the different shitot. The Mishnah begins, Nafal Lemayim. Let's say the guy, witnesses saw the guy fall into water. Okay? Ben She'esh Lahem Sof. Whether Yesh Lahem Sof, we can see him come up. Ben She'en Lahem Sof. Or whether it's wide open and therefore you cannot even see. Ishto Asura. So the Tanakama holds, which you're going to see with this Tanakama's the Bibi'ir, there's no difference between Mayim She'esh Lahem Sof and Mayim She'en Lahem Sof. What's the logic over here? So he says like this. Because it's possible that a guy's able to stay in the water, let's say for 1 or 2 days. Now these guys over here, they didn't stay the whole time watching the guy come out of the water. They stayed, let's say, a day. Well, even they stayed, you know, whatever it is, however long. Then what the witnesses do? They left. They're assuming, for sure the guy died. But since this rabbi holds that while a guy can live in the water, he can make it for a few days, so could be what? He came out. Therefore his wife is going to be Asura. That's the Shita of Tanakama. Rashi. Ishto Asura. Shemme la'ar prishato misham. Yatsa. Balachlo. Right, maybe after the witnesses left, this guy surfaced and he went. Desabara bibi'ir. Adam yachol lehiyot v'lashot b'mayim yom yomayim. He holds guy can make it 1 or 2 days.
Even underwater?
Even underwater, which means there's a pocket, there's some type of area that he maybe went to, or he's floating, or he's holding on to something, which is he can survive. And therefore, you didn't see him, he went out. Therefore, his wife is Asura. Comes the Gemara and continues. Amar Rabbi Meir. So Rabbi Meir now fortifies his position. Maaseh be'echad shenafal lebor hagadol. Now, bor again is ma'im she'esh lahem sof, right? Because it's a confined area. Therefore, you're able to see exactly if the guy comes out. Ve'ala la'achar shelosha yamim. And you see what? The guy was able to come out after 3 days. Oh. Good. So therefore, you see, shitat Rabbi Meir. Even in the case of mayim sheyesh lahem sof, still his wife is going to be asura because maybe he didn't see. The guy went and stood there for 3 days. He didn't stay there for 3 days. Maybe he left. Maybe the guy surfaced after 3 days and walked out. Therefore, he's alive. So therefore, could Rabbi Meir, she's going to be asura even on mayim sheyesh lahem sof. Comes the Gemashtan continues. Amar Biyoseh. Biyoseh comes along and says, Maaseh besuma. Besumeh. Shiarad litbol b'me'ara. And a blind guy went to go immerse himself in the cave over here. The cave is considered mayim sheyesh lahem sof. Okay, it's limited. It's a confined area. V'yarad moshcho aharav. So now his aide went after him to get him. What happened? V'shahu kedesh shetetze nafshab. Which means they stayed. They didn't come back. The witnesses or the blind man and the aide stayed in the water ad shetetze nafshab, which is until they died. That is shita holds over here. Rabbi Yoseh, a guy can't make it in the water for more than a couple of hours, and therefore they stayed in the water over there for whatever the amount of time. And nobody came back. So what the rabbi do? V'si'u et neshotahim. Which means the rabbis, based on that, after a couple of hours was over, they didn't show back. Rabbi said, you know what? Their wives are able to get married. Which means the B.U.S.A. argues on the B.B.A. The B.B.A. says, this guy can make it in the water 1 or 2 days, even 3 days, like we had the case. But Sheinkin, the B.U.S.A., after a couple of hours already, they don't come back. You can assume that they drown, especially because you're talking about a case of Mayim Sheish Lehem Sof. And since it's Mayim Sheish Lehem Sof, you would have seen them come out. If it was in Lehem Sof, then you don't know. Maybe they came out from a different area. But Sheish Lehem Sof, like the case of the Me'ara, therefore you can testify, and their wives are permissible to get married. Vishuv, there's another story. We had the story already. Maaseh Ba'asya. Be'ahad Sheshil Sheluhu Layam. Right? They lowered them down into the water. And then what happened? Ve'lo alta b'yadam illa laglo. They pulled them back up. They just pulled back a leg. Amru hachamim min arkuba ul ma'ala. If let's say it was from the knee and up, then you can assume the guy died. Min arkuba ul ma'ata, from the knee and down, lo tenaseh. Again, this was talking about a case of mayim she'en lahem sof. And therefore, mayim she'en lahem sof, if you don't see him come up, so therefore you know he drowned. And therefore, the assumption is that he drowned. If they took him from the Arkuba ul Ma'ala, and therefore the rabbis allowed his wife to get married. Let's just read that. She says, Me'ara, let's go to the case of the Me'ara, Nashi. Ma'im sheshlem sofim. Good. Upalig Rabbi Yosef Amar, ishto muteret. Why? Tekasamar, en adam yachol ashop emayim kol kach. Di'i mishum shema yatsa le'altar. Maybe the guy jumped out. En se hashasha. They were standing there. The witnesses would have seen the guy come out. But in water that end lahem sof, moder biyosed asura. Why? Maybe the guy popped out immediately and he went to a different area. So therefore he cannot testify. Now if let's say he has from the knee and down, which is the case of the water was maim she'en lahem sof. So as long as there's something that he had down, what's the deen? Maybe he swam away. Oh, you were standing there. Maybe you didn't see him. And then so, maybe the guy is somewhere else. But Sheikh not a kubah al ma'ala, the guy's not coming out. The guy for sure drowned. And therefore, even in Maim Sheikh named Sof, there's no way he got out from the other side. Therefore, you batid his wife to get married like the Shita of the Mishnah. Gemara begins, Taru Rabbanan, Nafal Lamayim, Ben, Sheikh named Sof. Ben she'en lahem sof, ishto asura. That's Tarakama v'amishnah, Devrei Rabbi Meir. Right? Rabbi Meir says whether it's en lahem sof, so en lahem sof for sure, because maybe he came up on the other side. But even yesh lahem sof, guy can't make it, the guy can't survive in the water, according to Rabbi Meir, for a couple of days. Therefore, could be he came out, you didn't see him. Therefore, ishto is going to be asura. Lachamim omrim, ma'im she'esh lahem sof, ishto muteret. Because why? Lachamim are going to say, yesh lahem sof, he's not able to make it so long. And don't, if you didn't see him come out, Mistama, he died, therefore Ishto Muter, and himself, Ishto Asura, because maybe he came out from the other side, and therefore you didn't see, therefore Ishto is going to be Asura. Now the Gemara analyzes, what's considered the case of Maim Sheish Lemsof, when you're standing, you have a view of all four, such the water is collected in all, in one specific area over there, but you can see really from all the boundaries, and then when you see somebody fall, you can tell someone because you would have seen them come out. There was a fellow, the Tabab, which means he drowned in a agam. It comes like a pond. This Samke. Samke is the name of a place. Anseba Rav Shila Lidibitu. Rav Shila heard the case, so he came along and said, what? Mutar for his wife to get married. Amale Rav Nishmuel. So Rav tells Shmuel, Ta Nishamte. Let's go put Rav Shila in Hirim. Which means, why? Because they felt that he made a mistake. Which means, if you hold over here, that this is considered Mayim She'en Naim Sof, that's what the rabbis held. So Mayim She'en Naim Sof, you cannot matir the wife. And this rabbi over here, on a Mayim She'en Naim Sof case, he was matir the wife. And therefore they came along and said, we have to put this rabbi in Hirim. Amaleh, so Shmuel tells Rav, Nishlach le Bereshao. We don't know if he was malicious in his psak. Let's go ask him a few questions first. Maybe made a mistake, which maybe didn't do it bimizid. So therefore the Gemara says, Shalchu le. So they send a message to Rav Shila. Ma'im she'en lahim sof. Ishto asura umuteret? Yeah, question number one, right? En lahim sof, what's the deen? Shalach lehu, ishto asura. Vadai, asura, maybe he swam out up on the other side. The agmad is samke. Okay, this pond over here in samke. Ma'im she'esh lahim sof or ma'im she'en lahim sof? How do you classify it? Yesh lahim or en lahim sof? Shalach lehu. So he sends back Ma'im She'en Lahim Sofu. So he comes along and he calls it Ma'im She'en Lahim Sofu, and still not, he was matir the wife. So the rabbi said back to him, Umor Ma'itam Avidake. So what did you do? You yourself are saying it's Ma'im She'en Lahim Sofu, and you were matir the guy's wife. So he comes along and says, Mita'ataina. So I made a mistake. Ana Savre. Originally I thought that what? That this was considered Mayim Sheyesh Lahim Sof. And therefore, since I thought it was Mayim Sheyesh Lahim Sof, because it was all like in a collected area over here, and therefore the fact we didn't see the guy come up, for sure I figured the guy died like the Shita of Hakamim. However, why? Kevan de Kavu Vekaimem. But what? Since these waters over here, they keep on collecting, which means there's no, they don't scatter out, they just keep on piling on top of each other, and therefore a guy really can't swim in such waters. It's very difficult to float. Kemayim sheyesh lahim sof dameh. And therefore I would have thought, what? It's considered like mayim sheyesh lahim sof, which means if he would have came out of the water, I would have thought for sure you would have seen him. Because all the waters, it's not scattered. It's all just piling on water on top of water on top of water. And therefore it's a confined area. Therefore it's near Mayim Sheyesh Lahim Sof. Therefore I said Mayim Sheyesh Lahim Sof. I didn't see him come out, or the witnesses didn't see him come out. Mustafa, he died. Like Shitat HaKarim. Therefore it's Matir. But I made a mistake. Veloi. Kemandika galeh. Because they're waves. And therefore, imur gale ashpilu, which is even though the guy himself might not be able to swim out, but since there's waves, could be the waves carried him out, and therefore he went to the other side, and therefore you didn't see him. So he made a mistake. So therefore, really, the rabbis were correct for not putting him in Hirim, because it was just a misjudgment. So Gemara says, Kari Shmuel Ale de Rav. So Shmuel said about his colleague Rav, Lo Yeumne Latzadi Kol Avin. God will not cause a stumbling block to come to the Tzadikim. Because what happened? Rav wanted to put him in Hirim. Right? So Shmuel in humility tells Rav, it's your zechut, you're a tzaddik. God did not let you make a mistake. Because if you would have put him in Hirim, it would have been a mistake to put him in Hirim. So therefore, God protects the tzaddikim. Kari Rav aled Shmuel. So Rav comes along and said to Shmuel, Uchua berov yoetz. Which means, success comes from taking advice. Which means he was saying, it's not my zechut, it's your zechut. If you were the one that said, let's go ask him to see if he's malicious or not in his psak. So therefore you see the rabbis, the greatest of the hachamim, what? They would never take credit. Shmuel's telling Rav, it's your zichut. And Shmuel deflects the kavod immediately and says, no, lo yonel tzaddik, I mean, zitaz mutra'amir of your aetz. Rav says, no, it's your zichut because he gave me the counsel. And therefore nobody wanted to take the credit for themselves. Tanya, we have a braita. Amar Rabbi. He comes along and says, Ma'ase b'shne ben adam mechmerin machmorin. When they were fishermen, that there were nets out, the fishermen nets out, and they were throwing them into the water to catch fish. Bayardin in the Jordan. V'nichnas echad mehem l'mechila shel dagim. What happened? One of the guys fell in, and he landed into a mechila shel dagim. That's like a furrow where the fish are. Which means it seems the fish on the banks of the water, they furrow out, let's say, holes, like ditches on the side over there. And what happens is the water collects next to it, but it creates an air pocket. And therefore the guy fell into this mihila, where the fish were, and therefore he's underwater, but his head was in that pocket where he was able to survive, he was able to breathe. So the Gemara says, Veshaka hama. Ready the sunset, velo ra'a petcha shel mechila, and the guy did not yet find his way out of the pocket, which is he didn't find his way out of the ditch. V'sha'a chavero k'desh tetze nafsho, so his friend waited over there until the time we could assume that the guy died. Uba v'odiu betoch beto. So they went to his house. They told his wife, "Listen, you know, we were by the water. It was a fishing accident. He fell down, and he's dead." The machaz and chachaba. The next day, the sun rose. V'kir petashu mechila uba. He found his way out of the mechila, and he surfaced. Umatza hispid gadol betoch beto. When he came home, they were eulogizing. They were crying. Amar Rabbi, Rabbi says, Kama gedolim devrei hachamim. How great are the words of the rabbis? She'amru mayim she'esh lahem sof, ishto muteret. She'en lahem sof, ishto asura. Which means when the rabbi said, mayim she'esh lahem sof, ishto muteret. Mayim she'en lahem sof, ishto asura. And this was considered over here, mayim she'en lahem sof. And they were never right, because in mayim she'en lahem sof, the logic is, what? Well, there's fish. And since there's fish in Mayim She'en Lahem Sof, there's a sivarat to say what? That when the guy falls off on the banks, let's say, could be landed in an air pocket. And therefore, since he landed in an air pocket, so there's no problem. So he says, yeah, the rabbi's 100% right. That's why they didn't matir his wife. Right? They knew about that. They knew about the fish. They knew the way of the fish. The fish make these ditches. And therefore, the rabbis were 100% right. So the Gemara comes along and says, Iyache Mayim She'esh Lahem Sof Namel Yehoshu L'chila She'edagim. Well, what's already talking about fish? So, what's the difference in Maim She'en Lahem Sof? In Maim She'esh Lahem Sof, we should chashesh that what? Maybe the guy fell into this water and it was an air pocket from the fish, and then we should be chashesh that what? His wife should be asura. Why do we say, go to Hachem in the Maim She'esh Lahem Sof, is the storm muteret? Already, once you have the fish, mechila, therefore, say it even in that case. Kibra answers, be Maim She'esh Lahem Sof, mechila shel dagim, lo shkiha. Right. There's no fish over there, which means really the fish are already found in the big waters over there, the open waters. And therefore there you chashesh for mechilat shel dagim. But shekel mayim she'esh lahem sof, there's really no fish, therefore when the guy dies, he doesn't come out immediately in a couple of hours, and already assume that, wow, he didn't come out of the other side because she would have seen him, and therefore his wife is going to be muteret. Comes the Gemara, because Amar Avasheh, Adamu Rabbanan, mayim she'en lahem sof, ishto asura. Oh, hanimile be'inish de'alba. That's talking about only a regular person. That when he falls in, about Subam and a banan, but when a rabbi falls in, a Tamid Hakam falls in Mayim She'en Lahem Sof, lo, which means his wife is not going to be forbidden. Why? Desalik kala itle. Which means like this. What's the normal rule? In Mayim She'en Lahem Sof. Right? So you assume what? That maybe the guy swam out, the guy's on the other side, and then his wife's going to be asura. So the Gemara says, that's only talking about the regular guy. But if you have a Tamid Hakam that falls into Mayim She'en Lahem Sof, if you have a case over here of Mayim She'en Lahem Sof, and you have a Tamid Hakam, Ishto Muteret. How can Ishto Muteret? Because she would have heard about him. Since the Tamid Hakam is famous, if he made it to the other side somewhere else, the voice would go around, the rumors would start spreading, oh, the rabbi came up from the water, he's alive. So that if you don't hear it, you assume already that he died. So there's a difference between a regular guy in Mayim She'en Lahem Sof and a Tamid Hakam, that there is a call. Comes again, what it says, Velahi. But again, what it says, it's not true. לא שינה אינש דעלמא ולא שינה סולמם בנן, which means there is no difference between a regular guy and סולמם בנן. Now the Gemara is a very poor halakha now. דיעבד אין, וכתחילה לא. This whole law of Ma'im Shem Nehem Sof, it's only a deen lekatahila. She's lekatahila, we don't let the lady get married. Right. However, b'di'avad, if she did get married, even in Ma'im Shem Nehem Sof, it's going to be muteret. So now you go back to that story of Rav Shila, the rabbis, really we're going to put him in harem. Why? Because he went against the lekatahila deen. She's really didn't make a mistake. Rabbi the Avad, the marriage, even if it was by Chela himself, it was permissible for them to stay married. But the rabbi was going to put him in the head, because anybody that goes and makes it from a Bidi Avad, the Chetahila is ra'oi to be in Nidui. Rabba Tanya, we have a brighter. Amar Rabban Gamliel, Pamachat, Eiti Malik Mesfiras. One time we were going on a boat. Vera'iti Sifinachat Chirishbera. So I saw a boat from far, it broke up the boat. והייתי מסתעד על תמיד חכם שבא. And I knew there was a rabbi on the boat, and the boat sunk. ומנו, רבי עקיבא, I was crying, I was upset, I saw רבי עקיבא drown in the boat. ושאליתי בבשר, when I came back to dry land, בא וישב ודן לפני בהלכה. Who shut up at the שיעור and started to discuss הלכה? רבי עקיבא, אמרתי לו, בני מי עלך? Who brought you up? Who saved you? Amarli davshe sefinan is damidli. There was a plank from the boat that broke up, and it was by me, and he floated his way. V'chol gal v'gal sheba alai. He was riding the waves on this plank. And what happened? Every wave that came over him, ni'anati lo rashi, I lowered my head, so the wave went over my head. And therefore the hachamim say, mikan amnu hachamim, the rabbi is learned over here at the remez, im yavo resha'im al adam. If a person, let's say, is being antagonized by the resha'im, what is he supposed to do? Yina'aneya lo rosho. Humble himself, which means don't fight against the resha'im, because they might win. When the wave comes, how do you overcome the wave? Bow, let the wave go over your head. So the same thing. Amarti beota sha'a. And the rabbi, when he heard this story, he says, Kama gedulim devri hakamim sha'amru, mayim she'esh lehem sof, muteret. Mayim she'en lehem sof, asura. This is the case of mayim she'en lehem sof. And therefore, Rabbi Akiva, you're alive. Therefore, his wife would be asura. The rabbis were right, because a person can make it. This Gemara is famous, the Rasha of Rabbi Shapiro, Alav Shalom, that made the started the Daf Yomi movement. So he came along and said that this Gemara, Bederech Remez, is saying like this, that one time the rabbis were on the high waters. And what? It was very turbulent. And he said, the waters are mashal ta'olam azeh. And the turbulence is referring to all the yitzarara and all the ta'afot that this world has over here. So the Rabban Gamliel saw that Rabbi Akiva in the galut was able to maintain himself. So he asked Rabbi Akiva, what zechut did you have that you were able to come out of the turbulent waters of olam azeh? You came out alive. So he came along and says, daf is damenli. It was the daf. It was the study of the limud daf, which means it was the talmud. It was the learning of the gemara that's able to cause a person to remain afloat even under the great trials and tribulations of a exile. Comes again when I continue, Tanya, Amar Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said, Pamachat iti malek musfina. I was on a boat. It's Rabbi Akiva this time. V'ra'iti sifina hat shum tarifat bayam. It's a boat that was drowning in the waters. I was worried about the rabbi that was on it. Uman, who was the rabbi that was on the boat? The Bimeir. When he got to Kaputkia, Bab Yashav in front of Malacha. The Bimeir came in front of me and started to learn Malacha. Amarti lo, Beni, mi elcha? Who saved you? Amar li, gal tiradani lahavero, vahavero lahavero, ad shikana lebasha. From wave to wave, one wave spit me to the next wave, and the wave to the next wave, until the final wave brought me to the Yabasha. Amarti bota sha'a kama gedolim devrei hachamim she'amru, mayim she'esh lahem sof, eshto muteret. Mayim she'en lahem sof, eshto asura. Taru rabbanan, rabbi brayta. Now finally go ba'arayot, if a person, let's say, falls into a lion's den. En me'idin alav. You cannot testify that his wife can get married, because it's possible maybe the lions weren't hungry at that time, and therefore they didn't eat him. La'hafura minan la'hashiv akrabim. But if he falls into a pit that has snakes and scorpions, me'idin alav. Why? Because vadai, they bit him to death. Be'udah mitra omer, af la'hafura minan la'hashiv akrabim, en me'idin alav. Even if he fell into snakes and scorpions, the Be'udah said, you do not testify that his wife can get married. Hayshinan shimne habaru. Maybe he knows how to give lahash. He's a charmer. Maybe he
knows certain things to say that causes the snakes and the scorpions not to bite him, and therefore could be he didn't die. And then he charmed his way out of it. Therefore, his wife cannot get married. Comes to Gemara and says, "V'tarakama." Oh, what do you mean? What is tarakama? Say, how come tarakama says when you fall into snakes and scorpions, you assume that he died? So Gemara says, "Agat itzitza maskile." When he falls on them, he's dochek them. He crushes them, and therefore he agitates them. Therefore, they're going to bite him. Mashaken in the lions then, it's very big. And therefore, when he's in a lion's den, he doesn't come in contact with them. If they're not hungry, they're not going to eat him. Therefore, it doesn't agitate them. Let's say a person falls into a fiery furnace. So when he can testify that what? He died. Let's say he falls into a vat filled with wine and oil, or oil that's on the fire. Mi'idin alav. So already you can assume that while he died in the vat, which is a big vat, he can't get out of it. He falls into it, now he drowns in it, and it's boiling hot, so he can't, his legs are boiling. Therefore, he can't even swim his way out. Therefore, you assume he died. Comes and says, Mishum Rabiaha Amru Shel Shemin Mi'idim alav Mishum Avir. In a vat of oil, you can testify. Why? That he's dead. Because when he falls to the vat of oil, there's a fire underneath. What happens? The oil now overflows because displacement. So what happens to the oil? It goes now by the fire. What does oil do to a fire? It makes it bigger. And therefore, it's going to burn him all the more so. So therefore, the oil is going to cause the bottom of the habit to become boiling hot. His legs are going to be burnt. He's not going to be able to swim his way out. What's going to happen to the wine? When he falls into the wine, you're right, it's boiling hot. What's going to happen? The wine displaces, falls underneath, it's going to extinguish the fire. So eventually it's going to cool off, then we'll be able to live. You're right, he's going to burn himself, but he's not going to die. So comes the Gemara and says, Amru lo, so the rabbis told him, Tehilato mechabeh v'sofo mavir. They told him, you're right, initially what happens, the fire becomes, we have coals, let's say, right? So what happens when the wine's going to fall, initially it's going to be dwindles, but then what happens? It comes back, and therefore we were concerned that well, when it comes back, he's still going to be in there. It's going to get hot again, and therefore even Yayin is going to be not be able to survive. That he indeed died.
Gemara continues. Amar Rabbi Meir Maaseh Bechad Shenafal LeBor HaGadol, which means according to the Rabbi Meir, we learned in the Mishnah that he says that it doesn't matter whether it's Mayim She'en Naim Sof. So then already, the witness comes and testifies that he drowned. You cannot, the lady cannot get married, because Mayim She'en Lahem Sof, obviously could be he came up from the other side and he didn't see. But I do something to be meet is even Mayim She'esh Lahem Sof, also you cannot testify that she can get married, because he holds that a fellow can stay underwater for a few days, and therefore, which means he can survive, let's say, and therefore, could be you didn't see the Niftar, and therefore, it could be he's alive. And that's why the Bimir then brought a story in the Mishnah with a maaseh of a guy that fell into a bor gadol, and they were not matir his wife to get married. And what happened? The guy surfaced. The guy came out. So you see what? That's Mayim She'yesh Lahem Sof. And you see what from the story? That what? The guy was still alive. So Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Meir Maaseh Be'ad Shenafal LeBor HaGadol Tanya. Amru Lo Rabbi Meir. So the rabbis come along to Rabbi Meir and they tell him, En Maskiri Maaseh Nisim, which means you can't bring a proof from a miraculous story. The guy fell into a bor, and obviously there was water in the bor. So you tell me that he was able to survive for 3 days. That's a miracle that he was able to survive for 3 days. So that's not a normal occurrence. You can't bring a maaseh that's supernatural and prove from there that natural case when a guy falls into Mayim She'esh Lahem Sof that he's going to live. Now the Gemara says, why is it Ma'aseh Nisim? What's the miraculous thing that the guy can stay in the water for 3 days? So the Gemara says, my Ma'aseh Nisim, either Ma'aseh Lo Achil Velo Ishteh. Maybe it's because he didn't eat and drink for 3 days. Now that's not a miracle. Back Yeti Vitzumu Alay Vatuchlu Vateshtu. By Megillat Esther, what did Esther tell the people? To fast for 3 days and 3 nights. So you see what? It is possible to fast for 3 days and 3 nights. Ela Delo Naim. The Hiddush is that he didn't sleep for 3 days and 3 nights, which means he's standing on the board. There's no way for him to lie down or to rest. So that was the miracle. The Amar Rabbi Yohanan said, Shivua. If a person makes a Shivua, Shelo Ishan Shlosha Yamim. He makes a Shivua, I'm not going to sleep for 3 days. It's impossible to keep such a Shivua. Therefore, he was over on Lotisai, transgressed by saying God's name in vain. And then what do? Malkin Oto. They give him Malkut because it's impossible to fulfill such a vow. Let him go to sleep, which means there's no vow on him. Oh, so therefore that was the miracle. So the rabbi said, how can you bring a raya for a miracle? The guy obviously Hashem created ma'asin to see, but the guy didn't sleep for 3 days, so he cannot bring from a supernatural case to prove a natural consequence. So what's the bimi'ir's logic? Which means there was like ledges that were coming out of the bor, and therefore he was able to lean on the ledges and sleep. So he did sleep. He slept on the kipin, on the ledges that were protruding. So what did the rabbi say? So he said, Dishishahavu. They were marble, and therefore there was no grip. And therefore, he wasn't able to lean on them because he would slip off them. So therefore, the skipin really did not help him to lean. So the Gemara said, "What's Maaseh Nisim?" V'Rebbe Meir, we have shad lo masrich v'nayim purta. Even so, he was masrich, which means he attached himself and held on with a minor grip at least, and therefore he was able to sleep at least a little. So therefore, it wasn't Maaseh Nisim. Therefore, he was able to bring the Maaseh, and you see over there, that's Ma'im Sheish Lehem Sof. And still what? The Bimir held that what? You cannot testify that he died for sure, because could be he lived, and his story is accurate. There was a story of a fellow called Nehonya. His mitzvah was, he used to dig shichin, that's like cisterns, that she said, for those pilgrims that would go up to Yerushalayim for the holiday, so they would need water. So he would dig the cisterns, right, and it would fill up with water, and that was a zechut. Shenafla lebor gadol. What happened? His daughter fell into a big pit of water. Ubao veodil Rabbi Yochanan Hanina ben Nosaf. They went to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nosaf to see what's going to be. Sha'arishona malehem shalom. So the first hour, he told nothing, so everything's okay. She's at peace. Shenia malehem shalom. Second hour also, she's fine, shalom. Shlishit amalehem alta. If anybody, the third hour, he told them, she's out. Amar la biti, so he tells her, my daughter, mi ilcha, who took you out of the board? Amra lo zecher shel rehelim, this is the minli. There was like a flock of rehelim, of sheep, that she really says was the ayil of Yitzhak, from the original Akedah Yitzhak, vezaken manhigo, and an old man was leading it. Who's the old man? Avraham Avinu. Which means Avraham Avinu came down with the Akedah Yitzhak and saved this lady. And what's the midah connected midah? Because since our father was involved in doing chesed, and therefore the midah the chesed stood for him, and therefore God sent down Isha Chesed, Avraham Avinu, to go save the daughter. Amru, no, so they go back to Rav Hanina ben Dosa, Naviyata, you're a prophet, which means you predicted exactly the moment that she came out of the bone. Amar lahem lo navi anochi ve lo ben navi anochi. I'm not a prophet. I'm not the son of the prophet. Ela davar she sadik mitasek bo yekashel bo zaro. It didn't make sense to me that the mitzvah that this fellow Nehonya involved himself in should it become now a stumbling block to his daughter, which means he's involved in what, making cisterns. Does it make sense that God should punish that his daughter should drown in a cistern? Gemara says, Amar bi abba afal pichen met beno batzama. But still, what happened later on? Nehonya's son died of dehydration. The Gemara says, "Shne'emar uspibav nisara meod." That those that are close to God, nisara meod, God judges them with a fine tooth comb. Melamed shechaz baruchum medatechim sivivav kichut asara. God is meticulous with those that are close to Him. Kichut asara, like a hair's breadth, which means very meticulously. The Mechalina Amar Me'achar. The Mechalina says from here, "El na'aras besod kedushim rabav venora al kol sivivav." From the end of the pasuk says, "Venora, God is it's an awesome judge al kol sivivav on those people that are close to Him," which means the judgment is very awesome to those that are close to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So the question that Shitamik Ubitsin asks over here, you just told me Rav Hanina ben Nosa, right, that the mitzvah that he involved himself in, it doesn't make sense that God would punish his daughter by drowning in the bor. And then what? His son dies of dehydration. What happened to the seven of Rav Hanina ben Nosa? So the Shitamik Ubitsin says like this, really, Borei Olam is not bound to anybody's logic. Borei Olam can do whatever he wants to do. However, once Rav Hanina ben Nosa said a sevara, God subjugates his da'at to the da'at of the Gedol Hador. And since Rav Hanina ben Nosa said it can't be, somebody else said, okay, if the Gadol said it can't be, he dispatched Avraham Avinu to go save him. Oh, after Rav Hanina ben Nosa was not around anymore, so now God says, okay, then no one's stopping. Now I can do what I want to do. And therefore, there was no one saying that sevara, so therefore it's like Sadiq goes in, Kadosh Baruch Hu mekayem. Once the Sadiq is not around anymore, so Kadosh Baruch Hu kibyachol is able to go according to what he wants. Therefore, his son died of dehydration. And we say that's because the Sadiq came out judged with a fine comb. Comes the next Mishnah and says, "Efilu shama menan nashim omrot met ishploni dayo," which is even if let's say the ladies were talking, right? And the ladies were talking just by themselves. So and so died. Right, they were just talking nonchalantly. So the deen is why you could trust that as testimony, even though they weren't saying it as testimony. You could trust it, and therefore the lady is able to get married. Ashi shelo yimet kavanut la'id. Right, they weren't even intention to testify. Umasichot tefituman. Like I said, they're just talking, nonchalantly without any kavanah. So comes the Gemara and says, "Rabbi Yehuda Omer, afilu shema min atinokot." Even if I see here from the children, omrim hare anu elchim lispot velekbor et ish peloni. Which means even if I see the children saying, we're going to bury and to eulogize so-and-so, already they're talking the fitu mam, it's enough. Ben shu mitkaven or ben she'enu mitkaven. So the Mefarshim explain over here that whether he has kavanah, whether he doesn't have kavanah, is going back on both cases. Which means even the katan, whether the katan has kavanah to testify, which means he's saying it as a testimony, or even if he's just talking nonchalantly. Someone said that it cannot be by a katan, because a katan is not kashel le'edut, the measure of kavanah le'edut. So therefore I want to say that this statement is only going back on the first part, which is when the ladies are talking, whether they're talking just nonchalantly or if they testify, because we do accept the testimony of a lady when it comes to marrying off another lady. So therefore, ben mitkaven, ben in mitkaven, they believed. By Israel, the Chaytush says he's not only believed when he's talking nonchalantly, but he's believed even as a testimony. However, by a goy, if he's doing kavanah to testify, we don't accept him because we assume he's going to lie. But when he's talking nonchalantly, so then already you believe him. But a goy is not believed if he's coming as a testimony, then you're chashish that maybe he is lying. So that's the difference. Comes again, what it says, v'dilma lo azle, which means maybe they're not going, which means these children over here that are saying we're going to eulogize so-and-so, how could you believe that? Maybe they're not going. Maybe they're just talking. They're kids. How can you trust them when they say we're going to bury so-and-so, we're going to eulogize so-and-so? Maybe they're not going to go. So comes the Gemara and says, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, de ka'amar harenu ba'in milispot umilikpor et ish ploni. They're coming along and saying we're coming back, which means we finished. We went already, we buried so-and-so, and we just went to and we eulogized so-and-so. So comes the Gemara and says, V'dilma kamsa ba'an mashikivle. Who knows, maybe a grasshopper of theirs died. V'asiku le'al shemen. They named the grasshopper after this guy. So therefore they're coming along and saying, so-and-so died. So they say, oh, so-and-so died. Meanwhile, they're talking about their grasshopper that they went and buried. So how do you know when they say so-and-so died? They really mean a character. Maybe it's the grasshopper. So Gemara says, the ka'amle, because the case is talking, where they said, ken v'chen da banana v'hutam. Such and such a rabbis were at the funeral, v'kach v'kach seftane havuatam, and such and such eulogizers was there as well. So once they're giving the ayot of the eulogizers, of the hachamim that were there, then already you can assume that they're not eulogizing a grasshopper, but they're talking about the actual fellow himself. Comes the Gemara and continues, which means by a goy, if he has kavanah, it's not believed. Which means if a goy has kavanah la'id, he's not trusted. He's only believed nasiach lefi tumo. Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel lo shano ela shenit kaven latir, which means that which we say that we do not believe the goy when he's coming to testify. That's when he has kavanah to be matir the lady. Which means he's coming along and his witness in order to allow her to get married. And we'll see exactly how we know that he's having that kavanah. But if his kavanah is to matir the lady, he's not believed. But if he's just coming to give testimony, I mean, he's not thinking about the fact that she's going to get married based on this testimony, then he'll be believed. So the kavanah says, How do you know what his kavanah is? The goy comes to testify. Do you know if his kavanah is to marry this lady off or stop to testify? How could you know? So Amar Yosef, Ba lebed din v'amar ish ploni met, hasiu et ishto. If he says it beferush, so-and-so died, his wife is now permissible to get married, zeu nitkaven latir. Then already we know his kavanah to matir the lady, he has no ne'emanut for that. However, met setam, if he just comes to the bet and says, you know what, so and so died. He doesn't mention the fact that the lady is now permissible to get married, zeu nitkaven la'idut. And therefore that time of edut is going to be believed. Right? He's not coming to be matir the lady, he's coming to testify met. And then whatever falls out, falls out. Itman na me'amar shtakish lo shanu ele shnitkaven latir. That which we say it's asur that we don't believe the goy when he's coming to testify is dafka when he's coming with kavanah latir. However, Rabban kaven la'id edutu edut. Amar le Rabbi Yohanan lo kakaya ma'aseh b'Oshaya b'Rabbi. Well, there's a story over there with Oshaya b'Rabbi. Shitiram or shit.
change the Getsade to Shehitris.
Im Shemonim Vahamisha Zekenim. What was the case over there? Where you had the rabbi went against 85 scholars. You had Oshaya Berbi that he challenged the opinion of 85 scholars. What was the challenge that he did? Amad Lahim. Lo Shah. He's telling the rabbis. Lo Shanu Ela Shnitkaven Natir. The only time you don't accept the testimony of the goy is what? When the kavanah is latir, meaning to get her married. Avan et kaven la'id edut o edut. So Oshaya is saying, but what? The guy's coming for edut, not to matir. You can trust him. Oh, ve'lo hodu lo hachamim. But the rabbis obviously didn't agree with that. So therefore, you see the rabbis all that a goy is not believed, not only latir, he's not even believed when he's coming to testify. See, 85 rabbis were against Oshaya ben Avi. So the Gemara says, "Ela matnitin dektari oved kuchavim imayam mitkaven edut edut edut." Also, back to the Mishnah, because the Mishnah said the what? That there's a case where the goy is not believed, and there's a case where he is believed. What's the case? He's not believed. Imayam mitkaven. If his kavanah is for edut, let's say, he's not believed. So the Gemara says, "Echi maskat." Like, what's the case that he is going to be believed? Which means you tell me in the Mishnah, he's not believed latir. He's not believed the edut. So then, when is a goy believed? The Mishnah is giving you a case that he's believed. Ah, so the Gemara says the case is mashkahat la b'masiyah lefi tumo. Why was masiyah lefi tumo? Koyt ha'chamim, which means the goy is talking nonchalantly. He's not coming to testify as a witness. This time he's talking, and it came out in the conversation without being prompted, and therefore he's a ne'eman. That's really halacha. That a goy is only the iman, the gabir edut isha, when he is indeed masiyah lefi tumo. Ki yahu dava ka'amar vazir. It was a goy. He was walking and talking, nonchalantly. Man ika bechivai, man ika bechivai. Who is from the house of bechivai? Who is from the house of chivai? Shachiv chivai. Chivai is dead. Ve'insiba Rav Yosef did the bitu. And based on that testimony, Rav Yosef married off the wife of Chivai, because the guy was just coming as a Messiah of Yitomoy. Anybody from the family of Chivai, the guy died. He was just saying it by himself. So therefore, we see that Goy's believed Messiah Lefi Tumo. Ha'ud Avak Amar Vazir. There was a guy that was going on and saying, a Goy, Vai Lel Le Parsha Ziriza. Wrote the Parsha Ziriza, and she says, Gibor Hayil. Parsha Ziriza. She's the strong Jew that came from where the Ave Bedita, the Shechiv. The guy said it, Masiyah Lefi Tumo. What happened? Ve'an Sebe, Rabbi Yosef. On Rabbi Yosef, Ve'itim Arava, and some say Arava, Lidimitu, married off her, his wife, based on the Masiyah Lefi Tumo of the Goyahu, Davan Kamar, Vazir. There was a guy that was going around and saying, Man Ika Behasa. Who was from the family of Hasa? Taba Hasa. Hasa indeed has drowned. That's what the guy said. So Amar Rav Nachman, so Rav Nachman comes along and says, Ha'elokim, which he makes a swear, Achlu chavre lehasa. For sure the fish must have eaten hasa. Meaning he's in the water. He didn't survive, the fish must have eaten him. So the Gemara says, Mediburid Rav Nachman. So when the wife of Hasa heard Rav Nachman say, the fish must have eaten him, so she understood that what? He's dead. So what did she do? Azla debitu lehasa ve'in seba. So she went and she got married. Velo amrula vela mide, and they didn't tell anything. The rabbis didn't tell her anything. Amar Rav Asher shma mina ha damu rabbanan ma'im shenem sof ishto asura harimi le lechatachila, which means that we say ma'im shenem sof is only a din lechatachila. However, aval inasim lo mafkina na mine, which means she got married. Right. Now, what was the rabbi saying over here? The chalas ma'im shenem sof. So my name is we hold that why maybe the guy came up from the other side. So now the rabbi is making a shivua. His shivua is not a shivua chav because really rov people die in the water. So therefore, midin shivua, he has no problem to make a shivua because he's basing himself on a rov, the mefashim say. So then we said, Elohim, the fish ate him. But he wasn't saying the shivua legabe the lady that she can get married. Legabe eshet ish, we have a deal of my shen himself, she cannot get married. But what? She got married. The rabbis kept quiet. Why did they keep quiet? Okay, she misunderstood Rav Nachman. She took Rav Nachman as a heter for her. If Rav Nachman wanted to give her a heter, he would have told him, listen, go get married. You stop talking. I know him. The fish ate him. He's saying, there's an oath. If people drown, the fish usually eat him up. She took it as what? In a tacit approval to go get married. It wasn't that. But once she got married, rabbis left her alone. Why? Because it's only a din l'chetachila, but the avad, they can stay married. Just one more, ikada amri, and sevar of Nachman the debitu. Oh, l'chetachila. Rav Nachman told the wife of Hasa, go get married. Why? Amar, he said, Hasa gavra rava ite, which means he's a hashuv guy. And therefore, im ita de sali kala itla limilta. Which means, like we learned earlier in the daf, that there's a sevarat to say that on a hashuv guy, if he did surface on the other side, people would have talked, you would have heard about it. Oh, the Gemara says, velahi. But the ma'aseh, we rejected that opinion. La shena gavra rava, la shena lav gavra rava. The avad eat, but the avad it's still okay. However, the ketachila lo baruch adonai le'olam amen v'amen.